Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Put on your red dress, baby. Lord, we going out tonight.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our new friend, Jeff Gotthelf. Jeff is the founder of Gotthelf Consulting. He's the co-author of a second book. It's his second book, Sense and Respond, along with Josh Seiden. I'll get that right in a minute. You think I could read after all these years, wouldn't you, Jeff? How successful organizations listen to customers and create new products continuously. We're talking about sense and response. And in the last segment, we talked about sensing, and you helped us understand how to identify, how to look for, to accept, to believe that there's this information out there. There's this whole world of understanding that could make your life not only easier, but much more profitable, more successful, if you would just, what did you say, gain a little humility and ask for help from customers. And the thing is, customers want to tell you this stuff, don't they?
Yes, they do. And really, if you can keep one motto as a takeaway from that first segment, it's this: strong opinions, loosely held. You're an entrepreneur, you're a business owner, you've successfully built a business, terrific. You've got a strong idea of how to serve your market, but have a little bit of humility, go collect that insight from your customers, and if you get evidence from the market, fact, not opinion, fact from the market that says, hey, you might be wrong about this one thing, consider changing your mind.
Believe it. That again. Folks, this is going to be in the test. Say that, what you just said again.
Strong opinions, loosely held.
I love that. That's going to be on the test, folks. All right, so let's talk about how to respond to all. Now you got our attention. We're true believers. We're worshiping at the throne of sense and respond. How do we respond?
The key to responding is leveraging the same tools that you use to sense. So the internet, the web, the websites, the apps, the way that you deliver your services, right? There's an opportunity for you to then, at the same pace that you're collecting that insight, to react back and say, look, I've learned that customers like 80% of what I do, and this 20% isn't totally relevant. Well, how do we adjust that? And you can start to run small experiments by responding back to the market and saying, okay, we're going to tweak this just a little bit, and then seeing how that works for that 20%. And if it works for that 20%, maybe you expand it out to the whole
100%. And if it doesn't, you only made a little mistake.
Exactly. You reduce the risk of making a mistake.
Which also makes it easier to make a decision to pull the trigger.
Absolutely, because the risk is a lot lower, the impact to your business will be a lot lower, and then you can kind of get a sense of whether or not this is something you actually want to continue to invest in.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing about Respond is, you know, one thing I've been saying for a long time, Jeff, is it's okay to fall in love with what you do. It's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. And
that's
so if you just found out that customers want something a certain way, and you've gained the humility to actually change to make that happen, don't think you're not going to have to do that again in about a year, or 6 months, or 9 months. What do you think?
Yeah, look, the nature of business today is technology. It's technologically driven, and technology is continuously changing. And there's uncertainty in that change. And so you need to embrace that uncertainty and just realize that the pace of change is going to increase, and it's never going to stop. We've got to continually test our assumptions, make sure that we're meeting our customers' needs. And if we're not, if we sense that we're not, then we have to respond and start to adjust that, or we will be disrupted.
That's exactly right. You'll get run over. And one of the things that we're running into a lot, I think, right now with baby boomer business owners, Jeff, is there's a lot of baby boomer business owners are not, there's not that they're not not that they don't embrace technology, but as you say, the velocity of the change is what's taking their breath away, and I'm encouraging them not to get all bent out of shape because it's intimidating them, but assign those assign the things that you're talking about, for example, assign those to people who where it's more their nature to deal with those things. What do you think?
Look, absolutely. If you've got folks who are helping you out in those situations, they can help leverage the platforms on which you're running your business, or at least introduce some of that technology out there to help you, to give you that respond, that ability to respond quickly to the market. Again, you know, as we said before, the platforms for creating businesses, particularly online, and or adding those components to your existing business, are they're available, they're super low cost, and they're relatively easy to use. And so if you've got somebody who can help you with that, the adding that component to your business gives you that respond, the ability to respond at the pace with which you're sensing this new information.
Well, we're publishers. We publish information.
Yeah.
My gray hair is not premature. I've been around a long time, and so I'm the guy who produces the content, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I have millennials who do my social media.
Uh-huh.
Because it's their nature.
Yeah.
They couldn't do the content part like I do, but I let them do the other part of it, and I don't worry about it. And I would like to see more small business owners do that. What do you think? Last thoughts.
I think there's a tremendous opportunity to leverage people who are good at kind of this next, you know, the evolution of customer conversation.
Yeah.
And if you're used to face-to-face conversation in your store or in you know, via email or something along those lines, terrific. Keep doing that.
Because we still need that.
Yeah. But like you said, the conversation is bigger than that.
Does the book have a website?
The book, senseandrespond.co.
.co. Okay, folks, check it out. Hey, Jeff, good job today. Will you come back another day?
I'm looking forward to it.
We'll do it again. Thank you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.